This is Hour 2 of Seems Like Old Times. I'm your host, Craig Orndorff. Happy weekend, everybody. Hope it's a great one wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And thanks for coming back for part 2 of the show. Coming up, more couples. Today, we're highlighting duets between one man and one woman. And of course, we have the countdown. And today, it comes from the fourth weekend of January in 1937. And perhaps the most talked about story of the day was the abdication of King of the British Empire by Edward VIII. Edward's desire to marry Wallis Simpson, a twice-divorced American socialite, caused a constitutional crisis in the United Kingdom. The marriage was opposed by the king's governments on religious, legal, political, and moral objections. Mrs. Simpson was thought to be an unsuitable consort because of her two failed marriages, and many felt that Mrs. Simpson was not in love with the king, but rather his money and his title. The king refused to give her up and stepped down from the throne on December 11th.
You all know the reasons which have impelled me to renounce the throne. But I want you to understand that in making up my mind, I did not forget the country or the empire, which, as Prince of Wales and lately as king, I have for 25 years tried to serve. But you must believe me when I tell you that I have found it impossible to carry the heavy burden of responsibility and to discharge my duties as king as I would wish to do without the help and support of the woman I love.
He was succeeded by his brother Albert, who would go by the name of George VI. And that was one of the juicy stories still making news here in late January 1937. And one of the most popular songs of the day came from the film Gold Diggers of 1937. It's the Henry Bussey Orchestra with Plenty of Money in You. Plenty of Money in You was introduced by Dick Powell on the silver screen, but the commercial recording was done by the Henry Bussey Orchestra featuring Bob Hannon. The record was on its way up to number one, the only chart topper for the Bussey Band, but he had tasted fame in the 1920s with his trademark muted trumpet as the lead for the Paul Whiteman Band, and everybody knew his popular theme song, Hot Lips. Now, from the jazzy shuffling style of Henry Bussey to the rippling rhythm of Shep Fields, he's on the chart this week with In the Chapel in the Moonlight.
myself to hear the organ in the chapel in the moonlight while we're strolling down the aisle where roses entwine. How I'd love to hear you whisper in the chapel in the moonlight that the love light in your eyes forever will shine. Till the roses turn to ashes, till the organ turns to rust. If you never come, I'll still be there till the moonlight turns to dust. How I'd love to hear the choir in the chapel in the moonlight as they sing, "Oh, promise me forever be mine."
It's easy to dismiss Shep Fields as a Mickey Mouse band, but really, that orchestra was quite innovative. Fields and his arrangers listened to many of the sweet bands of the day and incorporated some of those elements into their own band with a little fine-tuning. And Shep Fields was never one to sit idly by. He was always coming up with more creative sounds for the orchestra. And here in January of 1937, the band was brand new and still blowing water through a straw at the start of each record and radio broadcast, including that number in the Chapel in the Moonlight, featuring his longtime male vocalist Bob Gaudet. That would be the group's second number one since breaking onto the music scene late last summer. Also on today's show, we have The Couples, duets sung by one female and one male. Well, earlier we had Steve Lawrence and Edie Gourmet. Well, here's another husband and wife team, Louis Prima and Keeley Smith.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, all right.
Well, all right.
Hey, girl, you sure look fine.
Uh-huh.
Hey, boy, you're sweet as wine.
Uh-huh.
So let's get together, baby. Let me come see you sometime.
Uh-huh.
Hey, girl, I dig your touch.
Uh-huh.
Hey, boy, you're much too much.
Uh-huh.
So let's get together, baby. Let me come see you sometime.
Uh-huh.
I look in your eyes and my knees get weak.
When you're in my arms, I can hardly speak.
I hear crazy music when I call your name. Baby, 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 do you feel the same? Hey, girl.
Uh-huh.
How about a kiss?
Uh-huh.
Hey, boy, I can't resist.
Uh-huh.
Now we're going steady and I'll never, never let you go.
Uh-huh.
Hey, girl, I like the way you look.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Now we'll get married and never, never let you go.
Uh-huh.
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 See, see.
See, see.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Wee, wee.
Wee, wee.
Wee, wee.
Wee, wee.
Da, da.
Da, da.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
Well, all right.
Well, all right.
In your eyes and I'm glad you're mine.
When I'm in your arms, it's so divine.
I hear pretty music when they call your name. Baby, 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 do you feel the same? Hey, girl,
uh-huh.
Tell me, what's the score?
Aha. Hey boy, I love you more and more.
Aha. Now that we are married, I will never, 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 never let you go.
A top 40 hit from 1959 for Louis Prima and Keeley Smith, Hey Boy, Hey Girl. Now, 10 years earlier, 1949, Capitol Records paired together two of their biggest stars, and at first glance it would seem like an odd combination. It was the elegant cosmopolitan Margaret Whiting and singing cowboy Jimmy Wakely. But music fans loved them, and they had a series of hits over a three-year period, including this one.
The gods were angry with me for loving you. The gods were angry with me because they knew
I stood at heaven's portals, that was too high
for any mortal such as I. And so they took down the sun, the skies were gray, and then the howling wind took you away.
And there was nothing I could do, for I could see
it was because the gods were angry with me. Once upon a time, our love was young and new, and I was happy in the heaven I had found. Then the gods looked down and saw me there with you, and sent my heaven crashing to the ground.
Loving you.
The gods were angry with me because they knew
I stood at heaven's portals, that was too high for any mortal such as I.
And so they took down the sun, the skies were gray, and then the howling wind took you away.
And there was nothing I could do, for I could see
it was because the gods were angry with me.
1949 to 1951, Margaret Whiting and Jimmy Wakely had 9 tracks make the top 10 on the country chart, and all but one of those made the top 30 on the pop survey. That one from 1950, The Gods Were Angry With Me. Whiting and Wakely, one of our favorite singing couples. Our theme today on Seems Like Old Times. This is Seems Like Old Times and our spotlight year 1937. And here in the final weekend of January, these were some of the shows on Broadway. Victoria Regina with Helen Hayes and Tavarich with Marta Abba and John Halliday. If you wanted comedy, you could choose Stage Door with Margaret Sullivan, Phyllis Brooks, and Walter Davis. There's Brother Rat with Eddie Albert, Frank Albertson, Jose Ferrer, Ezra Stone, Wynn Cahoon, and Mary Mason. An all-female cast, naturally, in the Clare Booth loose tale, The Women, featuring Arlene Francis, Ilka Chase, and Marjorie Maine. And You Can't Take It With You with Josephine Hull, Henry Travers, Margot Stevenson, and Jess Barker. And for the musicals, there's White Horse Inn, starring Kitty Carlisle and William Gaxton. And Cole Porter's Red Hot and Blue with Jimmy Durante, Ethel Merman, and Bob Hope. And from that production came the number It's Da Lovely. It's a hit on the charts this week by Eddie Duchin.
Thank you.
delightful, it's delicious, it's lovely. I understand the reason why you're sentimental, 'cause so am I. It's delightful, it's delicious, it's lovely. You can tell at a glance what a swell night this is for romance. You can hear dear Mother Nature murmuring low, let yourself go, please be sweet, my chickadee. When I kiss you, just say to me, it's delightful, it's delirious, it's delectable, it's delirious, it's dilemma, it's dilemma, it's deluxe, it's delovely.
Was the Eddie Duchin Orchestra with Jerry Cooper at the microphone, and it's DeLovely from the Broadway musical Red Hot and Blue. And that recording would soon be number one in the country, making it Eddie Duchin's ninth all-time. And here's a music chart extra from this weekend in 37. Artie Shaw debuted his first orchestra back in the summer. The clarinetist played with a number of fine orchestras, Irving Aronson, Red Nichols, Vincent Lopez, Roger Wolf Kahn. But now he had his own outfit, and it had a Dixieland approach, featuring his clarinet, Tony Pastor on tenor sax, and Lee Castle on trumpet. But it was given a softened sound by a string quartet. The leader of that string section was Jerry Gray. And Artie Shaw's first girl vocalist was Peg LaCentra. She sings here on Love and Learn.
Thank you.
Boy, what a nice sound from the early Artie Shaw band, which was known as Art Shaw and His New Music. But their sound would change very soon here in 1937, as Artie got rid of the string quartet approach, because he wanted a more standard swing orchestra. But that was Love and Learn, which got as high as number 11 on the Popular Music Survey here in January of 1937. Also on today's show, we have couples. Doris Day and Buddy Clark combined for a few hits in the late 40s.
Confess.
Why don't you confess?
Say yes.
I wish you'd reveal to me the way that you feel.
Why don't you tell me the way that you'd feel?
Confess. It isn't a crime.
Oh, no crime.
To open your heart to me.
Confide in me.
And say that you're mine.
Why don't you tell me you're gonna be mine?
How long can I keep waiting for a tender word from you? The sweetest rose starts fading when the sunshine won't come through.
Confess.
Please don't make me guess.
Don't make me guess.
If you really care for me.
If you could care.
Then darling, confess.
Confess. Why don't you confess?
Say yes.
I wish you'd reveal to me.
Reveal to me.
The way that you feel.
You know the way that I feel.
Confess. It isn't a crime.
Oh, no crime.
To open your heart to me.
Confide in me.
Man, say that you're mine.
Why don't you tell me you're gonna be mine?
How long can I keep waiting for a tender word from you? The sweetest rose starts fading when the sunshine won't come through.
Confess.
I'm ready now to confess.
Please don't make me guess.
Won't make you guess.
If you really care for me.
I really do.
Then darling, confess.
Day and Buddy Clark, Confess. That was on the flip side of Love Somebody, which was a million-selling disc, and Confess was a top 20 hit on its own. And they were accompanied by the George Sirivo Orchestra. The couples are singing today on Seems Like Old Times. This is Seems Like Old Times. I'm Craig Orndorff, and today we're listening to the memories from the fourth weekend of January in 1937. And now let's take a look at sports. In football this past season, the Green Bay Packers beat the Boston Redskins for the NFL Championship 21-6, as Packers QB Arnie Herber passed for two TDs, and it was the first NFL championship at a neutral site. Attendance at Fenway Park had been poor because Redskins owner George Preston Marshall had announced that the Skins would be moving to Washington, D.C. next season, so they moved the game to the Polo Grounds in New York. College football, the University of Minnesota was the national champion, finishing number one in the final AP poll, and Larry Kelly, an end from Yale, won the Heisman Trophy. Baseball news, Nap Lajoie, Tris Speaker, and Cy Young have been voted into the Baseball Hall of Fame. In the NHL, the Red Wings and Canadiens would win their divisions, but they'd meet in the semifinals. The NHL did that for a number of years for some reason. The Wings won that, taking the final of a best-of-five series, and then they beat the Rangers in five games to win the Cup. Substitute goalie, rookie Earl Robertson, posted shutouts in the final two games. And in boxing, the heavyweight champ of the world is James J. Braddock. And that's a look at sports from here in January of 1937. And back on the charts now, here's our second entry from Benny Goodman this week. Earlier, it was Smoke Dreams with Helen Ward on the vocals, but here it's Ella Fitzgerald, Good Night, My Love.
Mm-hmm.
few weeks, that'll be the 7th number one for the Benny Goodman Orchestra, and the first with Harry James on trumpet. Good Night, My Love, featuring 19-year-old Ella Fitzgerald on the vocals.
It's the same story at all the automobile factories. Capacity production. Yes, auto plants everywhere are being hard-pressed to fill orders. And a lot more new cars are being put on the road than old cars are being junked. This means more cars to jam the highway. And already, 4 out of every 5 miles you drive are stop and go. Now, all this stopping and starting is very wasteful of gasoline. Or you can actually waste enough starting up after one stop to carry you 5 city blocks. But now you can check this waste by using Super Shell. A special process actually rearranges the chemical structure of this gasoline. As a result, Super Shell is balanced, made digestible for your motor at all engine speeds. So whether you're starting, accelerating, or sailing along, your engine can turn the tremendous energy in Super Shell into usable power. There's less waste, so of course you get better mileage. Try using this gasoline that's specially suited for today's stop-and-go driving. You'll find you don't have to fill up the tank quite so often when you get Super Shell.
Thank you, Mr. Announcer, and back to the program. Well, we've had 2 Benny Goodman numbers today, but both were ballads. Let's jazz it up a bit with a new one from the Goodman Quartet here in January of 37, My Melancholy Baby. Recorded November 18th in 1936 in New York City, the Benny Goodman Quartet, My Melancholy Baby. And the quartet was Teddy Wilson piano, Gene Krupa drums, Lionel Hampton on vibes, and of course the leader, Benny Goodman on clarinet. Well, now I'll make an awkward leap back to our first song we heard this segment, Goodnight, My Love, with Ella, so I can connect her with our theme today of The Couples Sing. And she's joined by Louis Armstrong.
Stars shining bright above you, night breezes seem to whisper, I love you. Birds singing in the sycamore tree, dream a little dream of me. Say nighty night and kiss me. Just hold me tight and tell me you'll miss me. While I'm alone and blue as can be, dream a little dream of me.
Stars fading, but I linger on, dear.
Oh, how you linger on.
Still craving your kiss.
How you crave my kiss.
Now I'm longing to linger till dawn, dear. Just sing this.
Give me a little kiss, sweet dreams, till sunbeams find you. Sweet dreams that leave all worries behind you. But in your dreams, whatever they be, dream a little dream of me.
Buzz, 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 fading, but I linger on, dear. Still craving your kiss. Yeah, I'm longing to linger till dawn, dear. Just saying this. Sweet dreams, dreaming.
Till something's fine, you keep dreaming.
Gotta keep dreaming.
But in your dreams, whatever they be, you've got to make me a promise.
Oh, yeah.
Promise to me you'll dream a little dream of me.
Ella and Louis sang frequently together, and there in 1950, they recorded Dream a Little Dream of Me. And they were accompanied by the Cy Oliver Orchestra. Kay Kaiser had a successful boy-girl combination in his orchestra in the late 30s and early 40s. Harry Babbitt and Jenny Sims sang together regularly. Here's one of those records. Why don't we do this more often?
Why don't we do this more often?
Why don't we?
Just what we're doing tonight. Gee, but it's great to get together again.
Sure is.
Why does it only happen now and then? We ought to do this more often.
Uh-huh.
Now, don't you agree that I'm right? Why, honey, we make each other laugh, and then we make each other sing. And you can never, ever overdo a good thing. So, honey, why don't we do this more often?
Oh, you mean...
Just what we're doing tonight.
Thank you.
right.
I'm willing.
Oh, gee, but it's great to get together again. Why does it only happen now and then? Oh, we ought to do this more often.
Mm-hmm.
Now, don't you agree that I'm right?
I do.
Oh, we make each other laugh. We make each other sing. And you can never, ever overdo a good thing. Why don't we do this more often?
I'd love it.
Just what we're doing tonight.
Everything fine?
Just fine.
A top 10 hit from 1941 for the K. Kaiser Orchestra featuring Harry Babbitt and Jenny Sims. Why don't we do this more often? One of the well-known singing couples for today's Seems Like Old Times. We're rounding the turn and heading for home on today's Seems Like Old Times. But before we go, a reminder about the website, oldtimesradio.com. Check out Seems Like Old Times on Facebook and Twitter. And the email address, Craig, C-R-A-I-G, at oldtimesradio.com. And here's the last of our singing couples, a very familiar one in big band history. It's Bob Eberle and Helen O'Connell singing with the Jimmy Dorsey Band.
Time was when we had fun on the schoolyard swings, when we exchanged graduation rings, one lovely yesterday. Time was when we wrote love letters in the sand, or lingered over our coffee and dreaming the time away. Picnics and hay rides and midwinter sleigh rides and never apart. Hikes in the country, and there's more than one tree on which I've a place in your heart. Darling, every tomorrow will be complete if all our moments are half so sweet as all our time was then.
Yesterday, time was we wrote love letters in the sand, lingered over our coffee and dreaming the time away. Picnics, hay rides, midwinter sleigh rides, never apart. Hikes in the country, and there's more than one tree on which I've a place in your heart. Darling, each tomorrow will be complete if our moments are half so sweet as all our time was then.
From 1941, Time Was, Bob Eberle, Helen O'Connell, and the Jimmy Dorsey Orchestra. As we've had the couples singing today on Seems Like Old Times. And now we're up to the number one song from this weekend in our spotlight year, 1937. But first, a few more news headlines. November the 12th in California, the San Francisco-Oakland Bay Bridge opens to traffic. On January 19th, Howard Hughes sets a new air record by flying from L.A. to New York in 7 hours, 28 minutes, and 25 seconds. The United States is staying out of the Spanish Civil War. Well, at least publicly. Congress has barred the shipment of arms to Spain, and Americans cannot serve in the war. But back on November 25th, the Abraham Lincoln Brigade sailed from New York City on its way to the conflict. This weekend, there's flooding in the Midwest. Nearly a million people are homeless, and hundreds have been killed in one of the worst floods in history of the Ohio and Mississippi rivers. Louisville and Cincinnati are underwater. The Red Cross says this is the greatest emergency since the World War. And the Stalin purges continue in Moscow. 31 people were executed this weekend, mainly for their alleged connection to Leon Trotsky. Trotsky had been booted from the Communist Party by Stalin in 1927 and has become his main enemy. Stalin's accused Trotsky of plotting against the Soviet Union and accused him of killing his friend Sergei Kirov. Trotsky has bounced around from Norway to Mexico, but just last week arrived in New York City and took a job as an assistant editor of a Russian Jewish newspaper. And those were some of the news headlines from this weekend in 1937. And at the top of the music charts this week, it's the 15th number one hit for Bing Crosby, Pennies from Heaven.
A long time ago, a million years B.C., the best things in life were absolutely free. But no one appreciated the sky that was always blue, and no one congratulated a moon that was always new. So it was planned that they would vanish now and then, and you must pay before you get them back again. That's what storms were made for, and you shouldn't be afraid for. Every time it rains, pennies from heaven. Don't you know each cloud contains pennies from heaven? You'll find your fortune fallen all over town. Be sure that your umbrella is upside down. Trade them for a package of sunshine and flowers. If you want the things you love, you must have showers. So when you hear it thunder, don't run under a tree. There'll be pennies from heaven for you and me. You must have showers, so when you hear it thunder, don't run under a tree. There'll be pennies from heaven for you and me.
Bing Crosby with the Georgie Stahl Orchestra and Pennies from Heaven. The song was written by Arthur Johnston and Johnny Burke, and Bing introduced it in the film of the same name. And what a hit. It was so big it had already become a standard by here in early 1937. And on this day, it was spending its 10th and final week at number one. It was the only chart topper for Bing in 1936, but he would have five number ones for the year 1937. And that's it for this week's show, everybody. We are all out of time. It's been great having you here, and I look forward to seeing you again next week. And until then, this is Craig Orndorff saying so long for Seems Like Old Times.